In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. What is our great joy today to be able to celebrate with the sisters their first class feast of St. Teresa of Avila, the foundress of their Discalced Reformed Order, together with St. John of the Cross. So St. Teresa of Avila was a great doctor of mystical prayer. She was the first female doctor of the church, born in 1515 in Avila, Spain. And the example that she restored to the Carmel is that of a garden enclosed, that in this life this is not our true home, but this is only a journey on the way to our home in heaven. And so for the Carmelites, they spend their life living that ideal, that we are to treat this life as a desert, as a wasteland, reserving our heart, our soul for God and His kingdom alone. Her books on prayer, The Way of Perfection and The Interior Castle, have become the manuals of the Catholic Church on mystical prayer for every soul, Carmelite or not. But this didn't come easy to her. St. Teresa of Avila practiced imperfect mental prayer for 20 years. She entered the Carmel as a girl, but she says she wasted her first few years in distractions and visits with relatives. She herself needed to undergo a second conversion. And this happened when she fell grievously ill and was even nearing the point of death. She prayed to St. Joseph and recovered, but even after that point, it took her years and years and years of imperfect mental prayer before she reached the heights of mystical contemplation. Right? Even for the saints, it's not easy. And so the key is perseverance. Perseverance and humility, knowing that I am not holy, but I want to be, and also friends. She was assisted by St. John of the Cross, and he was 25 years younger than she was, and she instructed him in what she knew about prayer and the Carmelite way of life, and in a very short amount of time, he became her spiritual director. So that is a great example to us in that we should never consider ourselves too holy or too advanced or too whatever not to be able to receive instruction from others, even those very much younger than we. And so together these two, St. John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila, founded or refounded the Discalced Carmelites, reformed an order that desperately needed it, and which order has had and continues to have so much influence on the church, with the life of prayer, the life of penance, and that effort to keep the heart, again, as a garden enclosed. The center of the soul is the throne of God. And when we enter into interior prayer, deep mystical prayer, it is there we find him waiting for us all along. But we'll never be able to do that unless we retreat from the world and consider it, again, not as our true home, but only as a way, a journey on our true home in heaven. St. Teresa of Avila, pray for us. God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.